Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. It's time to go to church. It's time for Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world. It's good to be broadcasting live here on BPN Radio and also later on KJAK FM Radio in Lubbock, Texas. And we are responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. So, from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas, want to welcome you to church this morning, Breakout Church here in Austin, Texas. We are a house of prayer for all nations, and we're absolutely delighted to have you attending Breakout Church this Sunday morning. And remember that Breakout Radio Church is connecting a community of believers across America and around the world. You too can be a member of this worldwide church. And after my sermon today, I'm going to share that with you. Gene Gentry is coming, and we're going to agree together. Gene, we're delighted to be able to be pioneering Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we are.
And here we are again in our 50th year of ministry, pioneering this work. And we're excited, aren't we?
We're very excited. We've pioneered a lot of things through the years, and we're pioneering our Breakout Church. And so I just want to welcome you, Breakout family, this morning. And it's been a week of Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful that all of you are joining us today.
Yes. We have many things to thank God for.
Yes,
I'm thankful
we do.
For you, Gene Gentry, and your faithfulness to work with me these past 50 years, celebrating our 50 years in the ministry. And we're just about finished with our 50-year video. We're calling it 50 by 50, and it's going to be a journey, a 50-minute journey of our 50 years in the ministry. It's going to be out soon. We're very, very excited about that. Well, it's going to be a great day here at Breakout Church. And why don't you just agree with Gene and I? Gene and I are joining hands right now, setting ourselves in agreement. Father, we agree for the service today here at Breakout Church. We just pray, Lord, that you would just anoint me, your servant, to declare the word of the Lord today. And I pray right now in Jesus' name that you would anoint everyone that is joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. We know there's people that are listening to the broadcast throughout the week on the replays, but here we are live today on this Sunday morning. Anoint our spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, spiritual hearts to receive the word of the Lord, because we know that one word from God can change your life forever and ever. And so, well, I think it's time to praise and worship. We're excited to have our new praise and worship leaders with us today, Brian and Kristen Ming from Southern California. So delighted they've accepted our invitation to serve as our praise and worship leaders. Brian was the music leader, music director at Christ for the Nations for several years. And he's currently mentoring a group of praise and worship leaders in Southern California. So if everybody's ready, here we go. Here we go.
'cause you've given me one to sing. It's the music of my heartstrings. When it goes like this, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for being so good. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for being so good to me. You've given that to me, but I hear a voice in harmony as you sing along with me to the music of my heartstrings. When it goes like this, I thank you.
Come on, you lift your voice. Thank you. Where would I be? Where would I be without your love?
Thank you, Lord. We're so thankful today. So thankful today. We're so grateful today for all of your goodness. Let's take just a few moments to worship him, can we? Father, we are so thankful. Here at Breakout Church today, we just want to give you thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Brian and Kristen Ming. What wonderful a song to sing here as we celebrate our Thanksgiving holidays. So thankful, so grateful, so many, many things to give you thanks for today, Lord. We are so blessed. We're so blessed. And thank you, Brian and Kristen Ming, for coming on to be our worship leaders. And remember that if you'd like to purchase any of Brian and Kristen Ming's music, just go to Brian Ming, B-R-I-A-N, and that's Ming, M-I-N-G, Brian Ming, and you can get their music. And you would be so blessed by their prophetic music, their songs. And thank you, Brian and Kristen, for being a part of Breakout Church here. Well, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Joshua chapter number 14. I want to read today. I'm going to preach a while, and then we are going to pray. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And remember that we do have people that are in our meeting room today to visit with you or pray with you, answer any questions you may have. Just go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com, 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 and then you just click on the meeting room. Someone will be there to pray with you during the time, during this service and shortly thereafter. The Bible says the book of Joshua, here's what it said. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, a servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." So Moses swore on that day, 45 years ago, saying, "Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke the word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now therefore give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed them and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb. And it's a great story about a man that was mighty in spirit, and I would call this man a pioneer. Caleb was a pioneer. I believe that there are three different types of people groups in every church. I call them pioneers, settlers, and museum keepers. And a museum keeper is one that wants to talk about what God used to do, bringing great testimonies and reports of how God worked in days gone by. The other group are settlers, and they are people that really help support the church, the ministry. They are business people. They are hard workers, and they don't move around from place to place or church to church. Most of these settlers have been in the same church for a long time, or they lived in the same city, had the same business, and they have settled in, and we call them settlers. And then we have the pioneers. I'll talk about that. I used to be a little bit judgmental about settlers and museum keepers, but I've realized that the pioneers need these people. The museum keepers, those people that talk about the goodness of God, give us reports of what God has done in the past, because how can we know our future unless we understand our past? And so what God has done before, He will do again. In greater measure, He'll multiply. But we can not understand our future unless we know what has happened in our past. So the museum keepers, they talk about the goodness of God and all that God has done. Then we have the settlers, and they desire to help the pioneers. They desire to meet the budget. They desire to help keep the ministry going, and they are quite dependable. They're not willing to, they're not so much for change. They like things the way they have been, but we need the settlers to help support the vision. But then we have the pioneers, and that's what I'm preaching about today here at Breakout Church. I'm talking about the pioneers, and I'm talking about men that had a pioneer spirit in the Old Testament, and they. You know, Caleb said, I want to be a pioneer. I'm still a pioneer. I was a pioneer 45 years ago, and now at 85, I still want to take this mountain. And we find it was pioneers throughout the Bible that made a major difference so that we could have that faith imparted to us. Men like men that were found in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible said concerning Abraham, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place what he would receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. In the natural, Abraham did not know where he was going, but by faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. So Abraham was a pioneer, our father Abraham. And we know that there are others that were willing to go out not knowing exactly where they were going, but they had a pioneer spirit. A pioneer is one that takes risk. A pioneer is one that breaks open new territories. A pioneer is willing many times to risk it all in order for others to come along behind them and be able to launch into a place of ministry, work, business, whatever it may be, because somebody opened the gate. Somebody opened the door. And so that's what Gene and I have been doing for a long time. God put in our spirit 50 years ago that the spirit of a pioneer with faith, taking risk, being willing to risk it all so that others could come along beside us or in times future to come along and partake and participate in things that we have pioneered. And so I'm thankful for the pioneer spirit that resides in us. And that pioneer spirit began to burn in us 50 years ago when I was called to preach. And on March the 12th, 1967, Gene and I sold everything we had, and we bought this Scuzzo trailer, and we began to pioneer. For the past five decades, we have been pioneers. And we started out ministering 50 years ago. We had, at the time, we had one revival, but we started preaching, and we declare after 50 years that God has been faithful. For so over the years, we pioneered many different things. We pioneered a Bible quiz league way back when we were pastoring in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. And we decided that we had a Bible quiz team that met once a year. They would go to Oklahoma City, and they would have a playoff. And we decided, hey, why should we do this just once a year? We could do this at least every month or so. And so we started the Bible Quiz League. We pioneered it. And now that Bible Quiz League format that we started in the 70s is being used by the entire Assemblies of God movement all across America. We started a Christian school in Dell City, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, called Middell Christian School. It's now called Destiny Christian School. And we started out with one student, our daughter, in 1981. And we just started by faith. We went ahead and hired an administrator, started hiring teachers, not knowing how many students we would have. But the pioneer spirit was burning deep within us. And we knew that children needed to be able to, parents needed to be able to send their children to a school, a Christian school, where they were taught everything was based on the principles of the Bible. And we started that now in 1981. Now there are over 500 students that attend that school every year in Oklahoma City. And we pioneered. Gene and I pioneered a circuit of pastors. God put it in my heart that we were to call a group of pastors together, and we would meet with them once or twice a year, giving encouraging words. We would serve as a prayer and prophetic voice in their churches, and it was large churches, small churches, all sorts of different persuasions and doctrinal beliefs. But God connected us to those pastors and churches, and by divine appointment, divine connection, we were bonded to them, and we would go to their church. And this went on for 20 years. We started in December of 1986. In fact, Gene and I were talking about it today. On December the 19th, 1986, we invited 22, 23 pastors to meet us in Dallas, Texas. It was only 6 days before Christmas. And pay their own expenses, their flights, their hotel, meet us in Dallas, Texas, so that we could share the vision of what we call the circuit. The Bible said that Samuel went to Gilgal, he went to Mizpah, he went to Bethel, and he returned to his home, which was at Ramah. The Bible said that Samuel went in circuit. And so the Lord spoke to Gene and I and said, you're not to go from place to place to place. That's when we started traveling in 1985. He said, you're not to go from place to place. You're to go where you have a connection. You're to go where you have a relationship. And the Holy Spirit said that he would show us those places. And so that pioneer spirit began to kick in, burn within us. And we started forming these relationships with different pastors. We called them circuit pastors and circuit churches. And we did that for about 20 years. Our primary ministry was to those 20 churches that formed a relationship with us. And what an incredible season that was. And then after 20 years, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that I was beginning to pour myself into prophetic sons who would take that prophetic anointing and begin to minister to this nation and nations of the world. After that, in 1980, Gene and I, we began to, on a word from the Lord, begin to go into churches and do prayer revivals. We began to pioneer a revival ministry by going into churches and staying for weeks and months at a time. And the Holy Spirit spoke to us and said, I want you to start going into key churches. I want you to pray through until you have a breakthrough. So many, many churches, when they begin to have a move of God, they begin to say, well, we're having revival. We're going to start announcing revival services. But the Holy Spirit said, I want you to find hungry pastors and hungry churches that are willing to pray with you day and night. And you go there and continue on until you have a breakthrough. And so God spoke that word to Gene and I in January of 1990 while we were praying in the bedroom of our home in Oklahoma City. And we began to declare it. You hear, I shared something about last week. You hear something, then you see something, and then you say something and you do something. So we heard the word of the Lord say, you're going to go into churches and stay for weeks or month and months at a time. You're going to pray through until you have a breakthrough. So we called them prayer revivals or pray through meetings. And that started in the summer of 1990 when we went to a church in South Texas and began to minister there for our spiritual father and mother, B.B. and Velma Hankins, in West Columbia, Texas, Christian Center. We were going to go there for 3 days, but we stayed for 11 weeks. And we had two services a day, 5:42 in the morning and 5:42 in the afternoon. People going to work stopped at the church. People coming home from work stopped at the church. And that went on for 11 weeks, about 6 days a week. Then went to Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas. Same thing for another 11 weeks and went to Oklahoma City and stayed for 16 weeks. And then it just continued for 8 years. And there was 1 year that Gene only had about 6 weeks at home. We were going, traveling, ministering, praying day and night, and God began to set that up. And we began to pioneer prayer revivals, and many others are doing it now. So we had a prayer network that was started in 1996 after I led prayer at the White House. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I want you to mobilize 1,000 points of light, 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities that will pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And so the Holy Spirit began to speak to us from Micah chapter 2, verse 13, because a lot of people said, well, what do you mean about breakout? Why do you call it breakout? Well, you know, when I read these words from Micah 2:13, I knew what to call it. It says, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out with the Lord at their head. And so we knew that we were called to have breakout ministry, and to be able to run through a troop and leap over a wall. And we know that when you have a breakout, you take a risk and you go into places you've never been. You know, you do things you've never done. You say things you've never said. You meet people you never met. You operate in gifts you've never operated in, and that is a breakout. A breakout. And so I believe Webster describes breakout like this. Webster says that a breakout means a sudden advancement to a new level. A sudden advancement to a new level. And so I believe that God is calling pioneers for a sudden advancement into a new level. And so we know that there is a natural. Paul said there's a natural and there is a supernatural. And so we know there's many things that you can do in the natural. You know, you might even run through a troop in the natural. But to get over the wall, to be able to get over that wall, that is a supernatural happening. And so David said in Psalms 18 and 19, he said, I can run through a troop. And then by my God, I can leap over a wall. So he said, in the natural, I can run through a truth, but it takes a supernatural act for me to leap over a wall. So Gene and I, in the realm of the natural, could not mobilize 1,000 churches. But in 1996, we heard the voice of the Lord say, after we had led prayer at the White House, I want you to mobilize 1,000 points of light or 1,000 prayer groups. And so we began to, once again, we began to pioneer. And so we have continued on these past 50 years serving as pioneers, pioneering different groups. In 1999, we pioneered a breakout training center. And people that had called a full-time ministry, they came and they began to meet with us. And one couple even took their inheritance for Germany and came and spent almost a year with us. We began, and some of those people are doing great things for God. We pioneered Breakout Training Center. And then we pioneered Breakout Radio Church. And now we are pioneering Breakout Radio Church. We pioneered BPN Radio, I meant to say. BPN Radio, now we're pioneering Breakout Radio Church. And I know that some people have said, well, concerning Breakout Radio Church, I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of such a thing as Breakout as a radio church. But I was reading today from Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 7. Here's what it said. Before she went into labor, she had the baby. Before the birth pangs hit, she delivered a son. Has anyone ever heard of such a thing? Has anyone ever seen anything like this? A country was born in a day, a nation in a flash. Zion was barely in labor when she had her baby. What does that mean? That means that God is willing to move you into a dimension of supernatural things, to do those things that God has put in your heart if you have that pioneer spirit. You may be a museum keeper and you're just giving testimonies of what God used to do. You may be a settler and you're just saying, I'm going to partner with these pioneers. I'm going to keep the lights on. I'm going to keep everything going here. But then there are pioneers and they are willing to risk it all by simply launching out into the deep. And, you know, in Luke chapter 5, I was reading today where the Bible said that Peter had fished all night and he caught no fishes. And then as he was coming in the natural, he just couldn't do it. But he received a word from God. And I've said many times, all you need is one word from God, one unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from the Lord. Just one word from God can change everything. I believe that congregation. I believe that church. And so Peter received a word from Jesus that day. Jesus said, Peter, I want you to launch out. I want you to go back out and fish some more. I want you to launch out into the deep for a bigger catch. Now, Peter, in the realm of the natural, had fished all night. He was a professional fisherman. He did that for his living. So he knew that daytime fishing was not a doable deal, a practical thing. You know, there's so many things that God calls us to do that simply are not practical. In fact, we have never heard of such a thing. And people have said, I've never heard of anything like that. And so Peter probably said, well, I've never heard anything like that, but nevertheless, at your word, I'm going to do it. So Peter turned into being an incredible pioneer, helping pioneer the early church and going on to pioneer the gospel, the ministry to the Gentiles. But his pioneer spirit was birthed that day when the Bible said that he went out. And he went out to a deep place. He went out farther than ever been. He got over the wall that day and caught a bunch of fish that he'd never caught. The Bible said over 150 fish, so that he had administered to his partners to help him. So I'm here to tell you today that if you have some partners, you can successfully pioneer a new ministry, a new business, a new work, a dream that God has placed in your heart, but you must have partners. And that's why that Gene and I here at Breakout Church, we are calling for partners for our members, our church members, to give their tithes and offerings and to help support this ministry on a monthly basis. And, you know, the Bible says that God gives us daily bread and monthly fruit. Most everybody pays their bills on a monthly basis, their light bill, their church, their car payment, their house payment. And the church must operate on these monthly commitments that people make. And so Peter, the Bible said, mentioned to his partners, he motioned to his partners, and they came and they helped him fill his boat. They helped him fulfill his breakout ministry. They helped him fulfill his pioneer ministry. And, you know, Gene and I, we are pioneering Breakout Radio Church, but we realize that we cannot do it alone. We must have the support of those who are members of Breakout Radio Church, and we need the support of people that know us and believe in us and say, we believe this effort that you are making. And so today, I am not ministering in another church when I leave here. This is our church that we're ministering at. Next year, we may go to a few places, but our primary work is Breakout Church, because we believe that there are people all across America that do not have a pastor, that do not have a shepherd. They are not connected to a local church, although we definitely believe in the local church and have been ministering in the local church for 50 years. But we know that across America and around the world, there are people, for some reason or another, does not have a church. They do not have a pastor. And so we are inviting you to become a member, if you don't have a pastor, to become a member of Breakout Church, Breakout Radio Church. And all you have to do, if you want to be a member of Breakout Church, you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and there you will find the church building, the little white church with the red roof. You can click on that and fill out the membership card. If you don't have a church, you can join Breakout Radio Church. I'll be your pastor. I pray over our church members almost every day, every night, and we want you to be connected. We will help you. We will reach out to you. We will make ourselves available, us and the leadership of Breakout Church. And so I want to pray for you today. Those of you that have a pioneer spirit, you say, I've just got these dreams in my heart, and I want to do something special for God. Then I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for those today that are attending Breakout Church. I pray for those today that are here, maybe those that are listening to a broadcast, a rebroadcast throughout the week, but those here on a Sunday morning that have this great pioneer spirit in their heart. And maybe they have, they've tried it once or twice or three times, but it doesn't seem to work. I encourage them to go out and do it again. Try it again, because God puts dreams in our hearts and he speaks to us. And I know that Gene and I have been able to pioneer these 50 years because we have had people that believed in us. And I believe that when you begin to share your vision, Habakkuk chapter 2 says, write the vision down, make it plain, share the vision of what God wants to do in your heart, and begin to share that vision. One translation says, write it on a billboard and let people know that you have a vision for a certain thing. Do not make it complicated. Always keep it simple, and always keep the main thing the main thing. And I believe as you begin to share that, then people will come. God will give you partners to help you fulfill that dream, that vision. So I'm thankful for museum keepers, those that are keep sharing what God has done. I'm very thankful for the settlers who help support the gospel, help support the ministry. very steady, very dependable. They've probably been on the same job for many years, are doing the same business for many years. I'm thankful for them. But we need pioneers. We need pioneers that will open new doors, pioneers that will take a risk, pioneers that want to do great things for God. They want to be great for God, and they're willing to take some risk. And there's nothing, I just want to say, there's nothing that you and your husband cannot do if you work together. There's nothing that you and your wife cannot do if you're working together. I'm so thankful for my wife, Jean Gentry, who was willing to leave our home. And she's left several new homes over the years just to keep pioneering, moving to a new location, a new geographical location, so that we could open a new door. And many of the things that we have been doing over the years, others are now doing because they saw that we did it and they said, we can do that too. And so, you know, people will say to you, we've never heard of such a thing. There may be things in your heart that you've never, I know that there's no new things under the sun, but there may be things that you're going to do that people have never heard of. But the Bible said that things happen quickly. Before she went into labor, she had the baby. Who's ever heard of that? Before the birth pangs hit, she delivered a son. Has anyone ever heard of such a thing? Has anyone ever seen anything like this? That's what Isaiah 66 says. And so God wants to use you today, wants that pioneer spirit to be strong inside of you and that beating of your heart. And I know that you can go and get counsel from people that you believe in and make sure that you're hearing the voice of God. But eventually it's going to have to be you that launches out into the deep, and there will be partners to help you. And I pray in Jesus' name, that the pioneer spirit will take hold of you in a very special way today. In Jesus' name. Just allow the Holy Ghost to speak to you today as I conclude my sermon here at Breakout Church on this Sunday morning after Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Speak to us. You know, He can speak to you right now by the power of His Holy Spirit, or He can just put something in your heart. And maybe there are those of you attending church today, there's been things in your heart for a long time. You don't see any way possible to do it, but you must understand and know that all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. And let me know how I can help you. Let me know how I can help you. And all you have to do to get in touch with me is just to go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. You can write me, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And if you want to send me a letter just sharing your vision so that I can be praying over a hard copy, then all you have to do is just send that to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And Father, I just pray for people that want to be a member of Breakout Church. I just pray in Jesus' name. I just pray, Lord, that You will speak to them if they need a pastor. And they will fill out the membership card and send it in. And so, everybody must have partners. And I'm so thankful that we have members here at Breakout Radio Church that are partnering with us. And I encourage you that if you are a member of Breakout Radio Church, that you take time this morning as we give you an opportunity to give, because we're about to receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. And if you're a member of Breakout Church, we encourage you to be faithful with your tithes and offerings, because this ministry is supported by you, the loyal members. And if you are visiting Breakout Radio Church today, you'd like to give, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, go down to the bottom of the page on this website and click on Donate. And you can use your PayPal card, credit card, debit card, And you can make, if you want to be a monthly partner, all you have to do is just click on the recurring box, and that monthly commitment will be given to us and will be a blessing every month. If you're making a checkout, make your checkout to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Father, I just pray right now, as people begin to make out their checks or go to the donate button on BPN Radio website, that you will bless the people as they faithfully give their tithes and offerings today. Lord, we, Gene and I, know that we're in the stages of pioneering Breakout Church, Breakout Radio Church. We're in the stages of pioneering. We know that we can't get the job done without our faithful partners. And Lord, I know that you're giving us people that need a pastor, need a shepherd. They believe in us and know that we have been down the road a little ways, 50 years, celebrating this year 50 years in the ministry. I pray that people will sow into our lives, maybe those that are not part of Breakout Church, but they say, we want to give an offering today, Dale and Gene Gentry, to help you. I pray that you'll speak to people right now. And so I'm just going to wait while you make out your checks or while you go to website, bpnradio.com, donate button. I'll wait on you just a moment, and then I'm just going to speak a blessing over you. God bless you as you give today. And while you're making out your check or going to our website, bpnradio.com, hitting the donate button, I would like to remind you that every Sunday, this sermon is going to be rebroadcast at KJAK.com, KJAK.com. That's an FM radio station in Lubbock, Texas, who broadcast it at 10 o'clock Central Time on KJAK in Lubbock, Texas. Also, this program is broadcast every week on the TuneIn radio network. And you might encourage your friends to listen to this program. The broadcast of today's service, 8 o'clock tonight on BPN Radio. Just go to bpnradio.com. And every weekday morning at 9 a.m., and every weekday night at 8, 9 a.m. and 8 p.m., 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. throughout the week, this service will be rebroadcast on BPN Radio. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Well, I'm going to speak a blessing on those of you that are giving today. Father, I pray for the people that are giving this morning, giving their tithes and offerings, making contributions to Breakout Church. I pray, Lord, that you would take the seed that they're about to sow, which will leave their hands, but it will never leave their life. And Lord, I just pray that you would take the seed that they're about to give, multiply them, because we know that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And Gene and I, we have lived these past 50 years as a result of the harvest that God has given us because of faithful people who have sown their seed, and we have reaped the harvest. When you sow the seed, we reap the harvest, and also you get to participate in the harvest as well. So bless the people that are giving today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We are so thankful, so grateful. And I want to give those of you that are not Christians, you don't know the Lord, or you're not sure about your salvation, maybe you're a backslider away from God, I want to give you an opportunity today to come to know the Lord. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. Would you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. I accept your forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive others. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. If you've said that prayer, you can find you a local church, or you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership card there. Just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, click on the little church building, and you can fill out that membership card and submit it. Well, I want to pray for those of you that need healing today. Father, I pray for those who are joining Breakout Church today that need a miracle. And I just pray for their healing in Jesus' name. Lord, you've healed me and my family many times. You healed Gene of cancer in 2004. You've healed us many, many times. By your stripes we were healed, and by your stripes we are healed. In Jesus' name, I ask, oh God, for your healing. Those in pain, we break the pain cycle. Those who are in a recovery mode, they're being restored. I just pray for them. Those who are going through grief, maybe the loss of a loved one, ask God that you heal the brokenhearted today. We ask, oh God, for healing, because we need your healing power in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. I want to thank you today. I want to thank you today for being a part of Breakout Church. We're so thankful to have you in church today. Wow. Oh, God bless you for spending this time at Breakout Radio Church. We encourage you. That pioneer spirit, we trust that you will have a wonderful day as you complete the Thanksgiving holidays. And remember to tell your friends that this church service will be rebroadcast on BPN Radio tonight, 8 o'clock, and then each weekday, 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. God bless you. Gene and I love you, and we just encourage you to have a wonderful day as you go out and enjoy this wonderful Sunday. God bless you for coming to Breakout Radio Church. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.